Welcome back to Your Enchanted Self. I'm Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, and I'm so happy to be with you today. We're going to talk about your enchanted self. I'm a psychologist, and I've thought for many, many years, what is it about us that's special? What makes you so unique? What makes you different from everybody else in positive ways? Did you ever think about that? Did you ever want to know more about your enchanted self? Did you ever want to, this might seem kind of weird to you, did you ever want to free your enchanted self? Yes, I said free, because sometimes we are actually in a kind of prison. A prison that sometimes we make for ourselves, or sometimes society makes, or sometimes a restrictive marriage makes for us, or difficult children, and we feel suddenly that we're imprisoned and we can't get to the best of ourselves. Well, I want to talk more not only about the best of ourselves, but what it means to be a person with an enchanted self. First of all, let's think a little more. I want you to think with me. Think about yourself. If you're a woman, you probably realize that we don't fly in a straight line. We fly in circles, yet we're smart and we're intuitive, and we can get to very important information. And we can smell a rat. Haven't you ever smelled a rat before anybody else and you knew something was just all wrong? Well, that's one of the special things that we have as women. We have this kind of encompassing, big sense of the world, and we pick up clues very, very fast. But sometimes we hold on to so many bits of information that we can't even think straight. So sometimes we get imprisoned because we have an intuitive sense, or we know what's right and wrong, but we can't figure out how to get the news across to others. And so our special talents are, for the moment, completely lost. I think that's very sad. I had a client once, and her intuitions were very, very, very good. She had a very cross and at times mean husband, and she knew that he was out of line. She was pregnant, and they were at a restaurant. She wanted to eat a baked potato. He insulted her about her weight while she was pregnant and weighing exactly what she should have. He discouraged her from the baked potato, which she wanted so badly, and who knows, maybe even her baby wanted it. He was very cruel, and she knew it. But it wasn't till she was in therapy that she had the skills to break out from her prison. Then she realized that she had to make clear to him that either he would shape up or one of them would ship out. And she did just that. She made clear her standards, and if he was out of line, she would leave the room. At times she even left the house. And he would come crawling back to her, because in reality, he loved her. And he had no awareness, really, at the conscious level, of how brutally mean his remarks were. He thought he was just kind of kidding around and getting her in line, and I guess doing all sorts of things that he thought he had permission to do from when he was growing up in his own family. But it was not the case. He was out of line, he was inappropriate, and he was resulting in this lady feeling somewhat in a prison. But she got out because she learned the right tools. And ironically, in this particular case, the marriage got better and better. Sometimes marriages do, when people understand the guidelines and stop doing things that demoralize and hurt the other person.